Welcome, welcome, welcome to a brand new episode of the biggest podcast in the world, Chat Runners Podcast, baby.
Hey, what it do, what it do, what it do?
I am your favorite cousin at the cookout, Rico Ramirez. And if you can't tell by now, I'm country than a bowl of grits, and I love this shit, man.
That boy, that fool. I'm trying to let y'all see my shirt, man. Cause look, I know there's some folks on here that don't want me to win, man. Y'all stop pocket watching D from the West Side, boy.
Hey, bro. Tell me on a scale of 1 to 10, bro, how fun is it playing yourself, a version of yourself in the Country Wayne skit game?
I ain't gonna lie, it's probably like a 12, 15. I ain't gonna hold you. I love it, man. Just cause I get to be authentic. You know what I mean? I get to be myself. And see, that's the thing. I'm a trained actor, which a lot of folk don't know. I went to acting school and stuff like that.
Okay.
And so with acting, you learn how to tap into characters. You know what I'm saying? You learn how to tap into who this person is, and then, you know, add a little bit of yourself into it. But you learn how to tap into be whoever that character is.
Okay.
But with this, it's more like it's just me. You know what I'm saying? Everything y'all see D from the West Side do, for the most part, that's how I really live my life. You know what I mean? So it's dope.
We ain't gonna say not all of it.
All of it. I ain't doing illegal stuff and all that. And I ain't, you know.
We ain't gonna say you slanging bricks. Nah, ain't going to war with the Jamaicans.
Nah, I ain't doing none of that, man.
What's up with the Honeypot girl, man? She like a breath of fresh air, right?
She is. She dope. Her name Tamara. I think we need to finally put her name on the thing. I think they need to go ahead and put her name at the top. Say, the girl, the Honeypot girl name is Tamara. We're going to go ahead and put her name on the title somewhere. Cause I know y'all be like, what's her name? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm trying to find that stuff.
I should have had her come up here, man.
Man, go ahead.
Y'all could have did, like, you know what I'm saying? Talk about y'all dynamic, bro. That would have been dope. I feel like she good for your storyline. Cause it allowing us to see parts of you we haven't got to see.
Zoo, what up, boy?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hey, yeah.
That's Zeus?
That boy Zeus.
Zoo, what up?
What it do? But I see all y'all. What's up? I forgot that man's name. Marcus, what's up, boy?
Man, the whole game, man.
Everybody anymore. All y'all, what going on, all y'all? I'm trying to catch everybody. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
Bro, tell me about the process of getting ready to, like, consistently play this role every day, bro. Like, what you do to just prepare for it, man?
Pray. I know that may sound so cliche. That may sound so not what D from the West Side gonna say, but I pray, man. I pray multiple times a day. I'm very spiritual. That's what I do, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. Because the reality of it is, man, it's a lot of people that do not want to see you win. It's a lot of people that don't even know they don't want to see you win. It's they in the inside, they be wanting to be happy for you, but it's like they not doing so good in life themselves or whatever at the time. So it's hard for them to be happy for you. They ain't doing, you know what I mean?
Bro.
So I just pray, man. And I just try to stay grounded as possible. You know what I mean? I get on my knees, touch the earth, and I pray. That's it.
Do you got a skull cap endorsement?
I do got a skull cap endorsement.
Cause this man wear 30 skull. Every time I see you got a brand new skull cap on. This man then pulled 10 skull caps out of his pocket. I'm like, bro, where this man get all these skull caps from?
I got one for every fit, I swear to God.
I see.
Nigga stupid. We can cuss on that. Can we cut?
Man, do your thing.
All right, yeah, man, stupid, man. I just want to make sure I'm within the guidelines.
Nah, you good, man. I'm trying to work on my cussing. But nah, I don't care if y'all do y'all. You know, I'm still going to let a couple of them slip out here and there.
Yeah, I know. You done said a couple of them on the show, though. What's up, girl?
I'm trying to be reformed, man.
Hey, bro, Daniel, what's up, baby?
How you end up, like, just coming over here to the Country Wayne universe, man, and being part of the Wayneverse, brother?
Mike Bliss. Hey, let me tell y'all something. That man, Mike... That's really that man right there, really something. He a different type dude, you know what I mean? Like, that's a brother, that's a black man that I can honestly say want to see you win. And that's rare for our people, you know what I'm saying? They always say we like crabs in a barrel and stuff like that, and that's really rare for our people. That's a black man that he want to see you win, you know what I'm saying? Like, he don't mind you standing next to him and you shining, you know what I'm saying? Some folk don't want to see you outshine them. You know what I'm saying? Some folk keep you around because they know you're talented, but they be really trying to stunt your growth. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to just let you go. You know what I mean? That bird can fly, let them fly.
Yeah. You got to let them fly, man, because you right. We do live in a world where people don't want to try to put you on, man. You know what I'm saying? Even though they might be, and it ain't nobody just looking for a handout. It just, if you in a position to pull somebody up with you, why not? You right. know what I mean? Like, don't look at somebody. You see something in them. They got talent, but you just see them in their same situation. When you can add value to that situation, then they can bring value to you as well. You know what I'm saying? Because no matter what level you get in life, bro, you can always learn something new from somebody.
All right.
You know.
All right.
What you feel like since you've been doing the Country Wayne skits, what you feel like three things that you just learned about yourself?
I ain't gonna lie, man. Listen, I know y'all gonna think this is some arrogant stuff to say, but...
No, pop your shit, man.
Bro, I'm dope, bro. I'm dope as fuck, bro. I'm dope as fuck. That is like something that I really learned. Aisha, shout out to Aisha, my real life friend and my baby mama on the skit. She used to always tell me, we was in acting school together. She used to always be like, boy, you got it. You got it. Cause I'm in school killing it, killing right. it, killing it. She like, boy, the world just gotta see you. That's why you ain't pop. You gotta be over. They just ain't seen you.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And this opportunity came and like, yeah, it really like reassured me that I'm dope, dog. And I say that to say because I was in school in acting class, killing it, but not really getting anything from it. Like nothing was coming of it. It would be like agents come to the school, but they don't pick nobody up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you know what I mean? Like I ain't trying to throw shade on nobody, but it just, I'm in this school and not really knowing like how good I am. You
right.
know what I mean? And I was taught at this particular school to not go and do certain things like network, don't do, you know, independent stuff. Don't really put yourself out there. Like just kind of go to school all the time. And so I got to a point where I was depressed about it, for real, for real. And another dope person, shout out to Miss Tasha, Natasha Soul Rich. I love her, she on the show too. She was at the school that, she's still there, I believe. She was like secretary at the school. She really helped put the school together. Like,
okay.
You know what I mean? Structure wise and stuff like that. So. I had, she like the school mom. I used to, everybody go and talk to Miss Tasha every day after class. And I had got to a point where I went and talked to her and I was like, Miss T, I really don't know what I'm gonna do with this acting. Like, I kind of just, I wanna quit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I kid you not, this story is so real. It's bringing like chills to me right now. I was at a point where I wanted to quit because I just, so what happened was there was an agent that came to the school and I'm one of the best in the class. You know what I'm saying? I'm not,
right.
I'm just being honest. Like whoever watching this to go to that school, y'all know what the fuck going on. You know what I'm saying? I'm one of the best in the class.
Right.
And this was one of the biggest agents that came to the school, and I didn't even get an opportunity to perform in front of this agent. You know what I'm saying?
Why you
didn't? The instructor didn't let me. Mm. For whatever reason, I didn't perform in front of Audi, but never let me perform in front of this particular agent, which so happened to be his agent. Just weird, whatever the case. So I was like, all right, whatever. So I just kind of was at a point where I'm like, man, I'm not feeling this.
Right.
So I went to Tasha, I told her, and she was like, dude, just stay with it. Stay with it. Don't quit. Don't give up. 2 days later, I got a call from Miss Tasha. She said, Mike wants you to be on Country Wayne.
Oh, man. That's dope, man.
Yeah, that boy, why?
Yeah, my other homie didn't pull it up.
Thug.
This nigga D had 5 extra Skellies for this man to choose from when he came in. Bro, you want one of these Tuesday Skellies, these Wednesday Skellies? Bro, I want to know who makes Skellies. Like, is there a brand, like the brand, like the Skellies we buy the hair store, the beauty supply store?
Shout out to H&M,
where we get the skull cap. H&M. Where you get the skull cap from?
Yo, ad could go right here, H&M. Hey, man.
Let me scroll down there.
We got a real one just pulled in.
Let me start shining these folks.
My guy Wiley from the Country Wayne skit.
That boy JD, what's up, boy?
Wiley, what's up, gang?
Man, I can't call it, gang, man. Y'all boy tell me something good.
Hey, man. Wiley, tell me about your experience. You play Wiley in the Country Wayne skits. Everybody use their real name. I like
always.
That, man.
Right.
So always tell me, like, what's been your experience with, you know, working alongside, you know, D and all these phenomenal actors, brother. How it been for you, man?
Honestly, bro, it's been amazing, man. It's been an opportunity that came out of nowhere that I didn't ask. It's like being on your purpose.
Right.
And I know I built a great relationship with Damien and Clad. So, you know, for it to transpire back over to the skits, it's amazing, man.
Right.
And not only that, it's like he always say, it's God's plan. Mm. And you know, when you're dealing with God's plan, sometimes you don't know what you're walking into, but you're trusting that God is leading you in the right direction. Mm. And you know, a lot of time, man, on that path, on that journey with God, a lot of people, a lot of energy, a lot of negative things is not going to want you to succeed. So you got to be willing and knowing that you really got to take this ride by yourself a lot,
right,
and be appreciative of the people that you meet along the journey, because they come through some of the same situation that you come through.
Hey, this is a question for both of you guys, man. When it comes to improv acting, what do you guys feel like is like some of the most difficult things you face on a daily basis when it comes to improv acting?
So the acting is for y'all who don't know, this is definitely improv. This is not scripted. If y'all who be seeing these scenes and be like, oh my God, that scene was so good, I finna cry. We coming off the top of our dome with this. This is not written down. None of this is being written down. All these Country Wayne episodes that y'all watch, that y'all be real invested in, which we love and I appreciate y'all. I just really want y'all to understand our craft. Like, this isn't your traditional style of acting. There is no script. This is literally off your brain. Mm. You know what I mean? So, like, your scene partner definitely, you know what I'm saying? Your scene partner means a lot, because if your scene partner can't give you that conversation back, you're really going to be talking in circles. You know what I'm saying? or it's just going to be dead. So, like, that's definitely, you got to find you a good scene partner. And 9 out of 10, you find you a good scene partner, that's probably who you're going to be doing a lot of scenes with. You know what I'm saying? So,
I feel like you and Wiley, boy, y'all probably got the best chemistry when it comes to, you know, scene
partner. We're the best duo in the game right now.
Yeah. You, D, and that, you and Wiley, and you in the Honey Pot.
It's some dope chemistry on there, I'm not gonna lie. I like Glenda and Phillip. That's a real good. I like their energy. I like how they play off each other. Money Bad Mafia, he new to the he ain't new, but you know, he back online, so
right.
His energy is real good. Anything Mike in, you know, I'm a fan of Mike. Anything Mike in is gonna be dope. But there's some good couples on there.
Out the entire team, most definitely. It's some great ones on there.
It's some good chemistry on there.
Man, it's a roster. It's a heck of a roster over there, brother.
Yeah.
Like, for real. Like, real live, like, dream team. Like, 96, 97 Bulls, if you may. You know what I mean? 95, 96, 97, 98 Bulls, bro. You know what I mean? When they won all the rings over there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Wiley, tell me, bro, how was it bouncing back when them Jamaicans, man, caught you slipping?
Oh, man. I thought it was over with for me, bro. I thought it was over with, man. You know, working with those guys, man, you know, again, this is all improv. So, a lot of time you got to be able to apply real life situations. If not, you got to be able to imagine there, go there and get something
right,
to be able to bring that to that character. But man, it was all new and it was all fun, because normally when you're dealing with something like this, real life, but this is all acting. So it allowed the guys to kind of mesh more. But honestly, bro, I thought I wasn't gonna come out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thought I wasn't gonna come out, man.
Man, there was some dope acting, man, when Zeke caught you slipping with Elo, bro, and he had you in the cage, and he like, where did?
Hey, shout out to Zeke, man. Shout out to Zeke, man.
305
Zeke.
Hey, Zeke, man, like, bro, man, that's like a real one right there. Like, he really sold that character, brother.
Authentic, too.
I was scared for you.
Man.
I was genuinely like, damn, man, what's going to happen?
But I remember somebody in the comment. I remember somebody in the comment when Mike went to go get Ralphie. Somebody put in the comment, they was like, don't do it, Ralphie. Let D die.
Oh, damn. Man, I'm glad you brought that up, man.
They think this is real life, man.
Man, that's too invested right there, Shawty. Listen, man, don't let me die. God damn.
Hey, they think this is real life.
Do y'all get too deep into the comments?
Oh, man, you can't. In the beginning, I was on it a lot. I really was into the comments a lot. But, you know, over time, you realize, you know what? These people, that's their job.
Right.
It's up to them to decide what they feel and what they like.
Fair.
It's up to us just to go and do a good job. So I look at it like, if your name always in the comments, you're doing your job.
Mm.
Yeah. Them comment, man, you gotta understand, man. Like it was told to me, some people are professional commenters. That's what they do. They sit at home and they ain't got much else going on, and they gonna comment. They gonna hate you just to try to get a reaction out of you. So like, be honest. I feel like Wiley, I was in the comments before at the beginning. It was more so for the fan purpose. Cause yo. I want them to understand. Like, yo, when y'all see a comment back from my Facebook page or my Instagram, that's me. Mm-hmm. This ain't a robot. This ain't a manager. That's me. I'm really texting y'all like, hey, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? I used to do it like that. But then every now and then, like, you know, just like Mike say, man, you could see 1,000 good comments. Mm-hmm. And then that one comment, it'll take you out. It'll shake your whole day. A person be like, oh, man, you da-da-da. Be like, man, you know what I mean? But you ain't going to make everybody happy, man. They hate it on Jesus, man. You know what I mean? So,
that's real.
You know, it is what it is, man. But for those of y'all who love us, man, we love y'all. I swear to God.
Love y'all back, man. Love y'all to death.
In 2023, man, we not even going to give haters, like, no kind of recognition. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like even when we acknowledge that they hating on us, giving them recognition. Mm-hmm. We still giving them, that's a free marketing budget for the haters. So in 2023, we taking y'all marketing budget back. We spending that money on something else. They gonna be our food budget or something.
Yeah,
we ain't even gonna acknowledge the haters. Yeah. We just gonna call y'all spectators, because you gotta spectate all this greatness we giving y'all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we love spectators.
Yeah.
So please keep spectating, because it's only gonna make us better.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I mean,
keep spectating, but stop pocket watching.
Hold on. Say it again, man.
Please stop pocket watching, man. Please stop pocket watching. You're not gonna get it like that. You ain't gonna get it trying to count my pockets. I swear to God, I'm gonna keep you confused. I'm gonna have you thinking I broke as hell, and I might really be, or I might not. But please stop pocket watching, man. Damn, boy. That's bro, hard right there. I can't.
That's it, man. I'm with you.
Bro, they can't go to the gas station, bro, and pay regular price for a bag of potato chips. Ain't you D from the West Side? Oh, yeah, that bad $1.50. Nah, that bad $2.50. What you mean that $2.50? But I swear to God, bro, stop pocket
watching. Nah, they be trying to get you like that?
Yeah, they be trying to get me like that. Just on the strength. Because they know who you is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. For real. Shit,
they supposed to be coming with the free. Made me want to come back here.
It ain't like that though. See, folks don't want to give you nothing. They want more than what they willing to give. They don't understand that it's a game of give and take. You know what I'm saying? That's okay. Just like if we shoot a scene in your building, you know what I'm saying? They want us to pay for the time, which I understand that. You know what I'm saying? They don't look at it like, well, in exchange for this, your building gonna be put on this major platform. So that's exposure. That's gonna bring a lot of folks to you.
Right.
Shout out to the Honey Pot. Because the lady at the Honey Pot, the owner of the Honey Pot, she ain't never had us where we had the woo-woo, and she done got so much traffic at the Honey Pot now because of this. It would have been, it's bigger and better for her than us just giving money out of our pocket.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? To her. Which I understand, sometimes you got to pay to play, but sometimes you got to understand the barter system. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And even swat no swindle, you feel what I'm saying?
And so, the barter system, man, is way more valuable a lot of times than just somebody just transferring currency.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you got to be a forward thinker for that barter system.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because everything can be worked in your favor. Just like y'all coming on here. You coming on here, now my audience the people that didn't know about y'all, they going to be rocking with y'all. What's up, Jordan?
What up, Jordan?
Hey, I gotta get my boy Jordan on here too, man. Salute my boy Jordan Jackson, man. One of the funniest dudes out here.
Jordan, what's happening with you?
Doing his thug thing, man. What you guys feel like you should start working on in the next 3 years to get ready for when it comes to, you know, your craft in this acting world?
Go ahead, Wiley.
Consistency, man. That's one of the biggest things. You know, I'm pretty sure that we all have it, but just learn how to control it, knowing how to say no to some of the things that you may want to do in order to stay consistent. And another thing is mindset, you know.
Okay.
A lot of people don't have the right mindset for the opportunities and the desires and the dreams that they want.
Mm.
They think they'd come overnight, or, you know, it's this microwave process. But, man, look, you got to go a lot of days without sleeping. Mm-hmm. You got to go a lot of days without sometimes even checking in with other people, because you're so dialed in, you're so focused. And once you get to that opportunity, of course, you're going to have people like, oh, this and that. But it's like nobody was there through that process. Nobody understood what you was going through, those sleepless nights. So, man, I think just mindset overall, people, if I could gain more of that and just have more tunnel vision.
Damn, boy, you coming with that wisdom, boy. You must have got raised by your grandma.
Boy, I ain't lying, boy. You went so deep, I forgot the goddamn question.
Hell, I forgot, too. I just want to hear more.
I swear to God, but I don't even want to answer behind that. But what was the question again?
What are three things that we can bring into 2020?
Yeah, what you guys want to work on in your craft with for the next 3 years? What you want to get ready for?
Everything he said.
Yeah,
real talk, man. Go ahead. And another thing, I just want to end. My third one would be just the confidence. Okay. A lot of people would take you flamboyant or you cocky or whatever. It's not that. It's like when God give you a vision and He give you a dream. A lot of people mess up because they go and open their mouth. God, you can talk to God just throughout your mind.
Mm.
And so when He give you that vision, that dream, it's not that you cocky. It's just you already saw it.
Mm.
Yeah.
You just waiting on the opportunity, meaning the time. See, God does not work on time. We do.
Mm.
So He not really tripping. But once we figure out the timing of it and we get there, it'll make so much more sense, man.
Mm. Boy, you dropping them gems today, boy. I hope y'all picking these guys up, man, because my boy is over here dropping them, man.
It's all good, man. It's all good.
Damn, but I wish I could say what's up to all y'all. What's up, Joe?
Man.
What's up? Donna Peg, King Fly Media, Alice Sports, King Star, everybody. Man, I wish I could say what's up to all of y'all one by
one. Give me a roll. Do y'all,
Sheba, what it do?
Y'all feel like. Give me a roll y'all feel like will be a challenge for y'all to play.
Man, boy, let me tell you what role I want to play. This what y'all don't know about me. For real, this what y'all don't know. Let me move the microphone. The roles, this finna sound wild. The roles that I don't really want to play, for real.
Nah, give me a role that'll be difficult for you to play, be a challenge for you to play.
Man, shit, nothing.
I already got an idea what roles you not going to play.
What?
Man, we ain't even got to say on air.
Oh, no, I ain't finna do nothing. I'm not finna demoralize myself as a man for a role, and I mean that the most humble way possible. I'm who I am. Like I said, I went to school, man. So, like, at this point right now, I feel like I can body anything that's in front of me.
Mm.
Because at the school I trained, we trained at a very high level. You know what I mean? Shout out to Believer Studio. That was the school I went to.
Shout out to Believer.
I always trained for like I like doctor role, lawyer role, okay, like stuff like that. And I know it don't fit my norm. You when I walk in the room, you like the man ain't finna be no. But I'm telling you, but I body that scene because that's how I train.
Yeah.
Because what I'm playing now, it's not really hard for me. It ain't hard for me to be a thug. It ain't hard for me to be a gangster or tough or whatever. That's we was raised like that. I'm a black man that went through some hard times. That just got to be myself. So it's more challenging to play like a doctor or a lawyer or stuff like that. But because I done trained at that level to play that, you feel me? I feel like I can body anything, dog. And I ain't speaking from arrogance. I'm just being real, dog. I feel like I can body any role. I cut the hair off and be a lawyer in a second, be a doctor, you know what I mean? Whatever it's like.
If there was a reboot for the Planet of the Apes movie, would y'all play an ape?
I ask you a question. Would you rather? This is my little thing. Would you rather get beat up in public by a midget man?
They're paying $10 million for this. This your first major motion picture role as an ape. $10 million.
Why would I not be an ape, bro? Is that if I say I want to be an ape, but not, am I demoralizing black people? Am I not going to get? Yeah, I'm be an ape. Dress me up. I'm going to fuck. Put me in the costume. Put the ape on my rug. Beat on my chest. Give me $10 million. I'm out.
Yeah, that team be looking real good, boy. You'll play ape, Wiley.
Would I? Give me the horse, too. One here on the horse and one of the movies.
I'd be an X-Man. I'd be Spider-Man shooting shit. I don't give a fuck. As long as there ain't nothing funny.
As long as there ain't something going against my morals or something. Yeah, or something that's going to make me look like a duck out here.
That's my question. Would you rather get beat up in public by a midget man or a woman?
We can't, it's so crazy, we can't even use that word no more. By a little person.
Oh.
Would I rather get beat up by a little person?
Do not cancel me, boy. I did not know.
No, I
got to know the rules of the game for y'all. Hey, but turn the live off.
My live ain't even jumping nowhere. They don't even know I be on live.
Give me a list of things we can and can't say. I'm new to this,
bro.
Y'all.
It's so much we can't say now.
I'm new to this. I'm a regular hood nigga. I'm new to this. It's, you got to give me put it in the lines.
So would I rather get beat up by a little person or what?
A little person or a woman in public and everybody watching social media, they finna world star that shit.
For a movie or you talking about
in
real
life? This, you finna get your ass beat.
A woman, damn. Like just to be seen, like what's on the line? Am I like they just beat
nigga,
me
your
up?
Your pride
just
is on
up?
The line, nigga. They finna world star this thing. This
question
hard.
I ain't got no pride though. Like why they beat me up though? Did I mess her credit up? Did I smash her sister? Like,
did I snatch
a little step stool from the little person and make him trip and he can't get in the car now? Like, what's going on?
Who
like,
you ready to get beat up by, a midget man or a woman in public, man?
Man, I'm going to go with the midget man because
the little
the day,
person.
Yeah, because in the day, he still got grown man strength.
Man, bruh, but so the little people be strong as hell, boy.
You know what I'm saying? Got
them niggas would come in and flip this whole table right now, boy.
A woman is more just like, damn, bruh. It's like, you know what I mean? Not nothing against the women that can actually fight and just can do their thing. Just, man, you don't want to go out like that.
I'd rather get beat up by a woman.
Tell me why, my boy.
Because I ain't going to hit her back. That's my excuse. Boom. End discussion. She a woman. I never swung at her. Like, why she beat your ass? I know, cause I never swung at her. I never tried to hit her.
A woman bust my lip before.
A midget?
Man, me too, bro.
I got my lip bust, like, bleeding hard. Because she had, like, a handful of rings. And she just backhand me. Like, we riding in the car. She driving, bro.
I'm fucking up,
she...
They back there talking about no nigga, you saying it wrong. Don't say that again. I'm fucking up, y'all. This ain't my show.
We gonna fix it in post.
Please,
don't worry about it. Throw a couple of them bleeps out there. Bleep, bleep, bleep.
Yeah,
you good, gang.
I'm new to this. I gotta get right.
You good, gang. Bro, you gotta be so politically correct now.
Tell that nigga to stop. He tripping.
Man, we gotta be so politically correct now, dog. Like I hate it. I hate it, man.
I need a political.
It's like you got to do an interview before you go into the interview to be prepared to be trained. So
some people do. Y'all actually did good though. Some people actually need media training though, bro.
Right.
Like, got to sit them down and have these conversations. Like, it's a whole business dedicated to training people for the media. Y'all knew that.
My sister love me, but she all over the
place. Like, it's people, bro, that getting paid just to train actors and different artists and talent for interviews because they don't know how to carry on conversations and et cetera, et cetera. And then they going to say something that just going to get
bro,
them
what's
up out of
bro?
You know what I'm saying? We got to agree to close out, man, but tell me what y'all looking forward to in this 2023 space age we living in, man. What y'all looking forward to this year, man?
Hey, look, well, I'm looking for shit, just growth and prosperity. I'm going to keep it simple. I want to say this real quick, though. Hey, look, I want to say this for everybody that's on the Country Wayne show, because I don't know if nobody said this yet. We finna get ready to close this thing out. Everybody that's on the Country Wayne show, man, shout out to y'all. Everybody, you know what I mean? Whether I done met you in real life or I done watched your skit, shout out to y'all, man, because it's a lot of people who think that these are just skits, that it ain't amounting to nothing, that, you know what I'm saying, you wasting your time, while y'all just shoot. I hear it every day. Oh, boy, y'all just doing these little skits. Just, y'all have no idea, man.
People,
you have no idea
what
being on this platform can do for you. You have no idea. More people pick up their phone and watch their phone than they sit down at home and go through any of them streaming platforms.
Right.
It's so many people that's on TV right now on different shows will walk right past you. You don't even know who they are because you don't watch their show. This a 44 million person view a week platform. Man, I can't even go to the gas station without somebody being like, hey, boy, ain't you?
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, this is way bigger than just little skits. I got signed off of these little skits. to a manager in LA.
Congratulations, my boy.
And I appreciate that. And I say that humbly. I'm not trying to throw that in nobody's face. Like, I wear it. I put it on my back because, like I said, I hear it every day. Mm. Y'all just doing these skits. Then they be wanting this is why I got this shirt on, pocket watching, because they always want to say, oh, they throw numbers out there. They think, oh, you make this or you make that. Mm. Y'all ain't really da da da. Boy, if you just, we get money, man. You know what I'm saying? But it's not about that. At the end of the day, it's just about the opportunity more than anything. You know what I mean? This is way bigger than a little skit. I just really want to put that out there. So shout out to everybody on Country Wayne who doing these little skits.
Hey, man, I'm proud of y'all, boy, man. Y'all keep doing y'all thing, dog. You know what I'm saying? Let the people know where they can find you at, gang.
You can find me on Instagram at WileyJ19, Facebook. Just type in Wiley Isaac Jr. And also, just go to Google. Just type in my name. Catch up on some of my recent movies, shows, and just keep up with your boy at all time.
Okay.
Shout out to that boy Wiley. Wiley is a professionally trained actor. We went to the same school. That man, IMDb credit is off the chain. He done been in a lot of movies, man. Y'all really need to follow him for real, for real. He's really doing his thing. You know what I mean? He ain't just start on Country Wayne. Home been popping.
Appreciate it.
Being lit.
Appreciate it.
Shout out to boy Rico, man. Y'all don't even really know. Kyle don't know who you is.
Yeah, I do.
I can know who you is for real, for real.
Go ahead.
Listen, hey, y'all. This is the cameraman to the Country Wayne, Mike Bless Production right here. For those of y'all who ain't never know what the cameraman look like or whoever.
You did.
That's him right there, the cool cat. He the one who catch all the beautiful moments, man, that y'all are able to see. And we on this podcast. You see how that work? He got a podcast, he the cameraman. You know, it's a network, it's a barter system. I'm telling y'all.
Working.
Even swatting no swindle.
Working. Hey, man, thank you guys for coming on here, man. Big salute to my team over here, U42 Studios, man.
Most definitely.
David, Yasmin in the cut back
there
cooking up. Got them pots and them pans working back there. Big salute to everybody watching us on YouTube. All the listeners over there on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Oh, my God. Wherever you listen to us at, man, without y'all, there would be no us. And always remember, when you do what you do, do it like you're doing it for TV. And we go. You bitch?
Hey. Yeah.